Cold Lake, during the January 9th council meeting. The Cold Lake-based Kids Time Out preschool program was at the forefront as two speakers outlined changes and funding needs for an upcoming gala fundraising event. Brooke McLean, president of the Kids Time Out Preschool Board, explained the institution's journey over the past 5 years. Notably, the implementation of a full-day program emerged, responding to the pressing demand for childcare in the city. Over the summer, we added a full-day program. We've realized that most households now are two-parent working households, and childcare is needed. So, we've created space for 18 kids in our school to have full-day care. This initiative not only increased enrollment but also created employment opportunities. With 3 additional teachers hired to support the expanded program, the initiative has addressed the community's daycare waitlist, providing a much-needed childcare alternative. McLean added, "This will also help for families coming into the community who might not have already had a chance to get on that waitlist to have a spot to look at when they come, as most of our kids age out every couple of years." While the extended program improved enrollment and financial stability, it also added additional costs, causing the need for investments in essential resources like furniture, mats, cubbies, and updated technology. With the added program, we are seeing additional costs, which is why we're continuing to do our fundraising. We're hoping to add in the future a breakfast or healthy snack and a morning snack for the full-time room at no additional cost to the parents, McLean said. To address the financial strain, the preschool is planning its 16th annual Diamonds and Studs Gala on March 23rd. Renee Nelson, formerly part of the executive committee of the preschool and now chairing the gala, disclosed plans to transition the event from its traditional ladies-only format to an inclusive gathering, inviting both men and women to attend. "In past years, we've had it as a ladies-only event. But our committee has made the decision this year to include men. So now we're inviting both to come to the event," Nelson revealed. She further elaborated, "We're working on a vibrant Mardi Gras-themed event this year, engaging with local businesses," Nelson shared. She asked for council support of the event, seeking a $7,500 grant to help with the gala. Nelson highlighted the challenges posed by inflation, resulting in increased costs for hosting a large event, such as catering and entertainment costs. "Last year, we were able to do everything for about $20,000. And this year, it's going to be a bit higher than that," said Nelson. Despite the obstacles, McLean expressed determination to meet the organization's goals. The meeting concluded with acknowledgement of the preschool's efforts and a commitment to discuss support for the upcoming gala at a future council meeting.